It needs to be talked about publicly.
Amen.
Okay? Especially when you're tolerating that garbage. People need to get their hair plucked out.
Amen.
Their beards plucked out. They need to humble themselves. But we need both, but this is needed more than the other one, I think.
Yeah.
You know? A good example of this is Tyler Baker.
Amen.
That fool needs to get his beard plucked out.
Yep. Right.
Oh, you shouldn't call him a fool. He's a fool! Look, I'm not talking about the people who are being deceived by him. And you're like, who are you to say nothing? You know what? I get to preach here every single week, so I'm going to go ahead and say it. And guess what? Pastor Anderson is just fine with it. He's a fool.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about the people who are being deceived by him, who maybe they haven't read their Bibles cover to cover. Maybe they don't know specific doctrines and they're getting deceived. I'm talking about him. He needs to be ashamed. He needs to get shamed. He needs to get his beard plucked out and his hair plucked out because he's leading people astray and he's going to lead people straight to hell.
Right.
With this stupid modalist garbage. I've been an independent fundamental Baptist for 11 years. Never once have we ever even thought of inviting this stupid doctrine into the church.
Right.
Never. If you would have told me about, I didn't even know what the term modalism was. We used to call it the Jesus only movement. That's what we used to call it. And we always figured that that's just related to Pentecostals. It's like, yeah, that's something that Pentecostals do. You know? But that guy ought to be ashamed of himself. And look, I want to encourage everyone here to pray. Pray for Tyler Baker.
Yeah.
Pray for him. Pray for that he repents. He ain't going to repent. Pray that God destroys him.
Amen.
And destroys Valiant Baptist Church.
Right.
Which is not a Baptist church, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, you shouldn't pray. Look, we don't got time to go through the descriptions in Psalms, okay? But we need some imprecatory prayers, okay? Because this idiot is starting the church on the same day as the Soul Winning Mega Marathon, all right? I think that's the same day, right? Shame on him. And look, shame on the people who follow that idiot, who don't even believe like him, but just because they're against us, you're going to team up with them.
Yeah.
Tomlinson,
come on.
You joke of a pastor. You know, just because you don't get along with us or you don't agree with us, you're going to team up with some heretic?
Yeah.